I'm Jack Lessenberry. Mark Twain once said that no man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature's in session. He's been dead for more than a century, but I'm sure he wouldn't be the least surprised to learn that things haven't improved in the slightest. Actually, they've gotten worse, in Michigan at any rate, thanks to term limits, which have served to vastly increase the power of the lobbyists. And now, out of the blue, an unholy alliance has erupted between insurance industry lobbyists and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. The object is to take away benefits from those catastrophically injured in traffic accidents who have no insurance. This is a classic case of something that isn't broke and doesn't need fixing. There are vast amounts of money, something like $20 billion, in the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Fund. Right now, if one of my poor students, say, is crossing the street and gets horribly injured by a drunk driver, there are funds to take care of her medical needs for life. But now the legislature, led by Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff, wants to cap the amount she could receive at $400,000. If you've ever had a family member who was critically injured, you know very well they can blow through that and medical expenses in a few weeks. What happened after that is too frightening to think about. By the way, if that wasn't bad enough, these bills would also limit the amount their relatives could be reimbursed for caring for them. Governor Snyder, by the way, tried to do something even worse 3 years ago. He wanted to cap benefits for everyone, insured and uninsured, at $1 million, in exchange for a largely token cut in insurance rates. That horrible idea was defeated, with the aid of an unlikely angel, Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson. He'd been badly injured in a car accident the year before, an accident that has left his driver permanently paralyzed. He rallied Oakland County legislators to defeat it. But once again, the barbarians are at the gates with a new version. You might ask why some of these lawmakers are so hell-bent on putting citizens in jeopardy. They can make a case for slashing people's pensions on the ground that there really are unfunded liabilities. But that isn't true here. The truth is that a lot of people would love to get their hands on some of the $20 billion in that fund. One Republican lawmaker suggested using some of it to fix the roads, for example. I wouldn't be surprised if some term-limited lawmakers would like jobs as hospital or insurance lobbyists after they're out of a job next month. In Michigan, it would be quite illegal for them to vote for this now and go to work for the special interests they helped enrich next month. Still, it looks like they don't have the votes to pass this yet. So far, their plan doesn't even offer a guaranteed rate cut. Look for one to be added as a bargaining chip. As of now, this could go either way. If there were ever a time to let your legislators know what you think, this is it.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.